This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Sunda Moldovan, the founder of Beverly Hills Dental Health and Wellness, an award-winning periodontist, nutritionist, and world-renowned oral health and wellness expert. She tirelessly advocates non-narcotic alternatives for healing, which is the subject of her new book, Heal Up, 7 Ways to Faster Healing and Optimum Health. Dr. Moldovan, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
And certainly do appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So it is estimated that 80% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. Not all water is created equal, as we understand. Why is the quality of the water we drink so important?
The water supply has changed a lot over the years because we throw so many things out in nature, as pesticides, you know, even mercury nowadays you can find in the water, right? And where do we get mercury from? It's actually silver fillings, amalgam fillings that the dentist takes out of the mouth. It somehow makes its way into the water. So our water supply, just the regular tap water, can actually contain medications and heavy metals. We should be really careful what water we're drinking because we are 70% made out of water. And if we're not going to filter the water or drink pure water, we're going to become the filter.
Yeah, certainly some good points you made there. Now, what are the benefits of alkaline versus filtered water?
Alkaline water can be actually found in nature. So a lot of the good spring water or artesian water can have an alkaline or a pH, for example. So what is alkaline pH? Is basically actually labeled a lot of times right on the bottle. Anything that's about 7.0. So you'll see on the bottles 8.0, 9.5, 8.4. Those are all alkaline waters. And essentially, our body wants to be in a slightly alkaline environment in order to function at its optimum health. And if we drink acidic water, which a lot of times, you know, city water can be acidic, sometimes even bottled water is acidic, it's actually going to cause this mild acidic environment in our body, which can cause inflammation and can cause headaches. Long term, it can even cause osteoporosis. So we really should be careful and try to drink more alkaline water, which is full of minerals, and it's more in balance with our natural state of being.
And additional great information there. Now, can you explain what ozonated water is and why it is good for our health as well?
Ozonated water is actually a water that needs to be made on a daily basis. You probably have heard of ozone as a layer in the atmosphere. And ozone is also used to detoxify or sterilize spas. Even the city water supply uses ozone in order to kill microorganisms, and not just bacteria, but parasites and fungus. It's very helpful, and that's how we use it in dentistry. Ozonated water is made through an ozone generator. So oxygen is used to produce ozone, which is O3 instead of O2. And O3 in water is not stable. So ozonated water, when we make it, we have to use it right away. Ozonated water is a great disinfectant. So if somebody, let's say, wants to disinfect something or use it as a mouthwash, or perhaps you have like you ate some bad food that had some higher level bacteria, it's great water to drink to just help detoxify the stomach and the intestinal tract. Ozone water, if we make it, let's say, in the morning, by the evening we have to drink it because it'll just become regular water. The O3 just breaks down after a while, and it just becomes O2.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Sunda Moldovan, the founder of Beverly Hills Dental Health and Wellness, an award-winning periodontist, nutritionist, and world-renowned oral health and wellness expert here on eHealth Radio's nutrition and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Moldovan, with a plethora of options on the market, what type of water is best for our health?
That's a good question, because we really have hundreds of waters now. And That's one of the reasons why I wrote Heal Up. And many patients ask me, you know, what's the best thing to do? What's the best thing to do for supplements or for water or for food? And it's definitely not, doesn't include everything out there. However, it gives some great guidelines on what to choose from what's available. So if we go to the supermarket today and buy water, we have to remember that some of those bottled waters actually have been found to have bacteria inside of them. So just because they're bottled doesn't mean they're better than tap water. You know, some cities in the United States or all over the world have really good spring water or tap water. Some cities don't. They have dirty water. So we really have to know, what kind of water do we have at our faucet? Do we need to go buy water from the store or not? And if we do go buy water from the store, definitely buy spring alkaline water. And the reason is spring water is not processed water. Some of the ones that, you know, they actually say they're alkalinized and minerals added, we have to know what is the source of that water. So it might be just tap water with added minerals. That's not actually better than, let's say, spring water that comes straight from the mountain, especially if it's more in an alkaline format. So whenever we can find spring water that's alkaline, that is by far the best water we can get. Also, artesian water or water that comes from a glacier, that's also great for our health because it's in more natural form and it's better absorbed and it's full of minerals.
Well, Dr. Moldovan, it certainly has been good to have had you and to cover this topic on water. We really don't get enough information as we should on the benefits of water, how important good, healthy drinking water is, and really appreciate your time and what you do in this space and for getting the information out as well. Now, I understand for more information on water, you have an entire chapter dedicated to healing with water in your first book, Heal Up, 7 Ways to Faster Healing and Optimum Health, as we mentioned earlier, where you share the most effective universal healing methods for accessing improved health. Where can people get further details on your book and pick up the book as desired?
Heal Up is actually available on aurasana.com on our website, and also on amazon.com. It's available for purchase currently.
Excellent. And if folks wanted to be in direct contact with you and get more information on yourself, where is the best place to do that as well?
I would say, Eric, the best place online is really our YouTube channel, because I do bring small little videos about up-to-date information on nutritional news, as well as the microbiome news, the bacteria. Now we're very interested in what kind of bacteria, beneficial bacteria for the body, fermented foods, different kinds of water or energy healing that we have available that actually has scientific evidence. So if you go to Ask Dr. Sanda on my YouTube channel, you'll be able to view the information.
Good enough, and we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Dr. Moldovan, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Bye.
We've been speaking with Dr. Sanda Moldovan, the founder of Beverly Hills Dental Health and Wellness, an award-winning periodontist, nutritionist, and world-renowned oral health and wellness expert. And for further details and to learn more, visit drsandamoldovan.com. Again, the links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.